The Director Podcast, episode number 5, February 22nd, 2006. Hey everybody, this is Skip, and I'm here to discuss everything director related. That's right, a podcast finally dedicated solely to the software that you love to use. Baby. Hey there, podcast people. Welcome to episode number 5, this February 22nd, 2006. We want to thank all you listeners for joining us here. Believe it or not, we have now gone over 1,000 listeners, and we still see a steady growth. Sooner or later, we realize this is going to peak out, because of the limited community, we consider 1,000 people to be a huge success. So we want to thank all of you for supporting the Director Podcast. And we also want to thank all the extra developers and all the legends that we know of out there in the Director community for their support and encouragement. We've received quite a few emails, and we thank all of you for that. This is a pretty sure way that we know that we're on the right track here. Before we get started, let me give you our website location. You can find us at www.magicgate.com/podcast. In case you're finding us out there, just a random MP3 file someplace. You can subscribe in iTunes. You can search the iTunes directory. We are indexed in the podcast directory from iTunes, so you can find us there. Or you can just use our one-click iTunes link on our website. And don't forget, you can also get show notes on our website if you're not listening to the enhanced version of this podcast. And there you'll find all the links of the products that we happen to be talking about during the show. Another thing, we had a request last week from a dial-up user. I believe he was from Australia. He asked that we produce a lower quality MP3 file so it's easier for the download listeners to listen to our podcast. So we're going to do that every episode. I believe last week was the first week that we produced a lower quality MP3 file. Like I said, this is lower quality. So if you do have a fast speed internet connection, I highly suggest the higher quality format of the show. But we are taking into consideration all of you that do not have fast internet access. Also, 3 people last week sent me emails asking me what kind of cell phone went off during my episode. Apparently, you guys are very attentive listeners, let me tell you. That was my I have Singular service, and that was my Motorola Razr cell phone. So hopefully that answered your frivolous question there. We have actually quite a bit of news to talk about this week, so let's get right into it. In the news. Big news this week that we are announcing is that we are going to be running a contest. As a matter of fact, we're going to be running a contest every single month, a different contest. So this is a great way for you guys to get exposure. You submit your project to us. Basically, we'll review it. We'll announce the winner at the start of the next month's episode. So this will be technically, I know we're still in February, but this will be the March contest. I'm going to give you guys an extra week to rev up here. And we'll be announcing the winner on the first March episode, which is, let me see here, what's the first Wednesday in March? The first Wednesday in March is... No, I'm sorry. I take that back. We're announcing that the first week or the first episode in April, which is April 5th. So you've got the rest of February and the rest of March to submit your contest entry to us. Now, let me tell you what the contest this month is going to be, what you have to win, and what other things you will benefit from by becoming the winner and even entering the contest. First of all, the contest for this month is going to be the most unique application written in Director. So we want something really unique that you've written that is going to blow our socks off. We have several criteria for rating this month's contest. We're going to be rating each on a scale of 1 to 10. The highest score of all the entries will win. We're going to be judging on uniqueness, obviously, since this is the most unique application we are looking for. We are going to be judging on reliability. Are we going to receive crashes as we're running the software. We're going to be judging on speed. We want to see nice, speedy applications. And a lot of that usually has to do with well-written code. And we're not going to judge so much on cosmetic or the GUI interface because that might not necessarily be related to this contest. We're looking for something unique. Doesn't necessarily have to be cosmetically nice. That we're going to save that for future contests and how it might relate to that. The other thing that we are going to be judging on is usability, the ease of use, confusion factor. We want to make sure it's easy to navigate and, most importantly, that it makes sense to the end user. So that's the contest. What can you win? Well, MediaMacros.net was the first to jump into the ballgame here and offer up your choice of the Word Wrangler Extra or the Firefly Lite Extra. And you can find more information about those two extras at MediaMacros.net. As a matter of fact, this week's extra of the week, we're going to be talking about the Word Wrangler Extra. So you're going to find out more information. In episode number 2, Chuck Neal, who is the owner of Media Macros, came on the show and talked a little bit about his Firefly application, which is for burning DVDs and CDs. It's a very cool extra. But you're going to have your choice between the two extras, the winner of the contest. And what else are you going to receive? Well, you're going to receive recognition here on the Director Podcast. So everybody out there in Director Podcast land is going to know about your project and all the cool things that you were able to implement in this project. All entries will be mentioned. We will mention your entries, your name of your company, and a brief rundown of what the application does. But we're really only going to go into detail to the winner. So this is a great way for everybody to find out who you are, what you do, and all that fun stuff. Now, how do you submit an entry to us? We're only going to receive, or we're only going to accept projects that are submitted to us on CD or DVD via the mail. So all of you people out there outside of the U.S., I suggest you get on the gun here and send that to us right away so we get it in time before the end of the month. And you can send your contest entry to Magic Gate Software and send that to the attention of contests. And the address is 757 Southeast 17th Street, suite number 103. And that is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the zip code is 33316. Now, it does not matter what platform this is written for, if it's for the Mac or the PC. It doesn't matter. We can test it in both sides of the fence here in our studio. So that is not a problem. Now, for those of you who just can't remember or you're driving down the road and you don't have a pen and paper to write down that address, just go to our website, magicgate.com/podcast, and you will find in the show notes the address for our company. As a matter of fact, I'm going to create an extra little menu option for contests. So you will be able to get the whole rundown, what you're able to win. I guess maybe what we'll do is we'll also keep track of all the entries that we've received so far. So if you send us something and you don't know if we've gotten it or not, you can always check back on the contest site, or you can also listen to this Director Podcast and we'll be mentioning people and their projects as they come into us. So that's the big announcement for this month, our Director Podcast Contest. So please, everybody enter. This is a great opportunity for you to win some great prizes and to get some recognition for you and your company. Second of all, Tom Higgins announced this week that there is a Shockwave update release coming next month. That is excellent news. It's going to be addressing the issue of the Flash 8 asset extra, and also there's a bug fix for the QuickTime asset extra. You know what? This means that they're working on Director and enhancing it. So this is a very, very good sign. And the free update of the player and the Director authoring environment, both of those will be available, he says, next month. And when they do become available, you'll be the first to hear about it right here on the Director Podcast. I just picked up my mail today, and I received the new MX Developers Journal, volume number 4, issue number 1. And it's been a while since we've seen a good Director article in the MX Developers Journal. We've had I've seen it disappear for a few months. So I got a little concerned there. But last month, the Integration New Media had an article in there. So that was nice to see. And this month, let's see, what do we have here? Mal Duffin wrote an article on creating a Shockwave 3D game. Creating a Shockwave 3D game level in 30 minutes. And it's all about exporting Shockwave 3D content using any of the major 3D applications. So this is a great article for the gaming environment. So if you don't already have a copy, run out and get a copy of the MX Developers Journal. This next week, Monday and Tuesday, we are going to be attending the PMA show in Orlando. What is the PMA show? That is the Photo Marketing Association show in Orlando. And basically, we're going up there to talk to some more kiosk manufacturers. I want to go over and talk to the Kodak Picture people because from what I understand, the Kodak Picture kiosk was written with Director. So hopefully I can talk to somebody over there. That would be kind of fun to interview them. But we've already created a communication with quite a few kiosk manufacturers over there, and hopefully we can talk to them more about their software development, see what software they use. More than likely it is Director. And if it's not, we'll find out what they actually use to create their kiosks. And let's see what else. You can find out more about that on our other podcast, the Kiosk Podcast, which I'll pitch at the end of the show. Several new product developments out there from several companies have told us that they have new releases of new products and new enhancements to their existing products, and they said that we would be the first to know. So once again, this is a great way for your resource to find out what's new and what's upcoming in the Director world. So make sure you tune in every single week to the Director Podcast, because if you miss an episode, you never know what you're going to miss. Extra. This week's Extra of the Week, we are going to talk about the extra called Word Wrangler. Now, a lot of you know of this extra because it's the only tool, it's the only extra I know of where you can implement spell checking and text replacement type of tool in your Director project. And let me go ahead and read the description here that I pulled off the MediaMacros.net site. It says, the Word Wrangler Extra is a lightning-fast spell checking and text replacement tool. Word Wrangler offers over 60 functions for spell checking, search, and replace, and text manipulation. It goes on further to say, add life to Macromedia Director movies with Word Wrangler Extra. With Word Wrangler, spell checking features provide a foundation for building Word games and productivity software. In addition, text functions are included for searching, replacing, and encoding text. Now, all the Word Wrangler functions are written in C++ and are optimized for speed and small memory footprints. Likewise, robust error handling traps errors and displays messages straight to the console window for ease of use and fast debugging. Word Wrangler is Shockwave safe, and it's packaged using VeriSign's digital certificate. This extra is cross-platform, and the price on it is $199. So for all you people considering joining the contest this month, hey, this is a great extra to have in your arsenal to implement in your projects. And I am going to place a link to this extra in the show notes. And if you're listening to this on the enhanced version, go ahead and click on the bottom left-hand corner of your screen on the Word Wrangler icon, and that will take you directly to the product page. In the meantime, if you just want to browse it yourself, you can just go to MediaMacros.net. And go ahead and click on products in the menu, and you'll see, I think right on the first page there, if you scroll down, you'll see the Word Wrangler Extra. So that is the Extra of the Week, something definitely you want to try out and check out. There is a demo version there. So just go over to MediaMacros.net and find out all there is to know about the Word Wrangler Extra. This week I was going through my music CDs, and I was actually looking for an application to highlight this week. And, you know, many of you know that there's something called an enhanced CD, which basically an artist produces a music CD that you can listen to in your car. You can bring it home, pop it in your computer, and you can get a whole different multimedia experience about that artist. Usually there's games or web links, concert updates, very cool stuff. I popped in a CD of an artist by the name of Eric Sardinas. Now, those most of you probably have no idea who Eric Sardinas is. He's a rock blues artist. I saw him open up for Steve Vai at the House of Blues up in Orlando. And very cool artist. Really nice guy. I met him after the show, talked to him for a while. He signed everybody's CDs that wanted it signed. Very, very nice guy to take the time out to do that for everybody. His enhanced CD, which I'm sure he had no say in whatsoever. That's usually handled by the record producer. The enhanced CD sucked. Sorry, this is the second week I'm slamming on a product, and once again I apologize if you are the programmer for any of this stuff. But I seriously, any of you out there had anything to do with this, because a director developer would not have produced a project this way. My PC version actually didn't work. When I put it in the PC, I got all kinds of error message. When I popped it in my Mac, I'm running Tiger. I'm running OS 10.4, the most recent version of the Mac operating system. When you open up the folder, I actually had two different projectors that I could have launched, an OS 9 version and an OS 10 version. I first tried opening up the OS 10 version, and I got nothing but error messages. Director crash, blah, blah, blah. Can't find this, can't find that. So that wasn't very cool. I saw an HTML link in that folder called, I think it was just index.html or launch.html. So I launched that, and basically took me to it was an HTML page that with a link that took me to a video on the website, for enhanced content. Not that impressed. So I go ahead and I tried to click on the OS 9 version. Now the OS 9 version did launch, but all that came up was a graphic in the middle of the screen with a link to the same exact web page. And I'm sitting here thinking, what is the whole purpose of somebody spending the time to import a graphic into Director, create a web link, and that's the sole purpose? I have no idea what they were thinking or why they did this. And if anybody can enlighten me on this, hey, go ahead. Because it did nothing more than launch the same launch.html file that was in that folder. So a little disappointed on that. Now, I have seen some very nice things done with enhanced CDs. I've got a Cirque du Soleil CD. Maybe I'll highlight that next week. That was done. Gosh, that CD is old. That CD is probably not old. Old in technology terms. That CD probably comes from 1995 or 94. And that has some very creative, nice stuff done. And I won't go into it now. Once again, I'll save it for next episode. But that is an excellent example of what you can do with Director and enhancing in an artist CD. Another CD, and I can't remember which one it was. It was an Ozzy Osbourne CD. Boy, you guys are really pegging me now. You know my musical taste, huh? actually, I like jazz, blues, rock, you name it. As long as it's good music, I listen to it. But this Ozzy CD also had some very cool content on it, some games, some very nice links, information about the artist, pictures, stuff like that. So I'll highlight that one in another episode as well. Anyways, if you want to find out more information about Eric Sardinas, you can go to ericsardinas.com. That's ericsardinas.com. Click on the link in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen, or go to your show notes, or our show notes, on our website, and click on the link there to find out more information. So once again, at the end of the last episode, I encouraged our listeners, and I didn't get any responses about this, but I encourage our listeners to, if you find a piece of software that you've downloaded or you've purchased, or a CD-ROM that you purchased in the store, or maybe even one of these CD extras or enhanced CDs that has Director content on it, send it over to me. Send me a link, send me some type of information, or send me a little review that you want to write and tell me about your experience with this product. I'm having a little hard time. That takes a lot of research. You know, I do this director podcast and kiosk podcast every week, and a lot of my time is spent researching items. So I would like to be able to reduce some of that research a little bit and have you guys help me out here. So feel free to send us all your ideas and your product sightings that you found. You can email those to director@magicgate.com. This week we are going to highlight a website called UpdateStage.com. Most of you in the director community know this site very well. It is run by Gretchen McDowell. UpdateStage we know for many different things. They produce many extras. They've got things such as the V-List Extra. They've got a TreeView Extra, Text Cruncher Extra. Man, you name it. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, at least 12 extras that are available. A lot of you also know UpdateStage. Actually, you might not know it for this, but they house it. It is the Mile High Table of Products, which is an excellent resource for finding out all the extras that are out there for Macromedia Director. UpdateStage was established in 95 and pretty much as one of the first online information resources for director developers. The UpdateStage archive contains practical tech notes and how-to articles on director. The quirk lists alerts developers to potential pitfalls and the workarounds. And of course, the Mile High Table of Products can be found here. Today, UpdateStage distributes professionally crafted extras and utility applications for director. All UpdateStage products include comprehensive documentation and expert technical support available by phone or email. They're located in Arlington, Massachusetts. They've been around for a very long time. And like I said, if you've been in director for any time at all, you certainly know the name UpdateStage. And once again, that site is UpdateStage.com. I'm going to just click on a few things here. I'm looking at some of their older products that you guys might know of. Installed Fonts Extra. Actually, I used to use that quite a bit. They had a Relaunch Utility, a Pop-Up Extra, BK Mixer Extra, and a Dialogues Extra. Let's see, what else do we have here? I haven't explored this quirk list here, but let's see what's there. Okay, that's interesting. You know what? Go to the site right now, either by clicking update or clicking the link in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen in iTunes, or just type in UpdateStage.com, or go to our show notes and just explore the site a little bit. I haven't even looked at the Mile High Table of Products in a long time. I know when I first started director, I used this list for almost everything. Man, I'm looking at it right now. This list is bigger than I ever remember. Gosh, I didn't realize how many extras there are out there. You know, it's good to see that there's so many extra developers that are still tuned in to the director community and still pumping out these extras. And every time we come across a new little thing that needs to be developed, there's always somebody to jump on the gun and produce an extra to accomplish that task. So actually, the products table is now located at updatestage.com/products_table.html. So go check it out. Gretchen has definitely done a great job here collecting all this information and providing very, very good director information. And one last time, that's UpdateStage.com. This week's listener feedback, we had a lot of listeners send us emails. No voice comments this week. We're missing the voice comments. We had some episode number 2, I think, and episode number 2 and 1. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your real voice. We want to make sure these are real people behind these emails. I'm sure you are real people, but we like those voice comments. So call us. I'll give you the contact. Well, I'm going to give you that information right now. You can call our director hotline at 954-840-3677. Just leave your voice comment there, and we'll be happy to play it here on the show. and answer all your questions for you. Now, it is a Skype voicemail system, so for all you international people, you don't even have to call a phone number. You can Skype it to Magic Gate Software. That's our Skype ID. And yeah, so call us. Let's get into the listener feedback from Jeff Harding. He's from Wyoming, and I didn't know there was any director developers in Wyoming, but I guess there is. Jeff says, great show. I really enjoy listening to this podcast on my way to work every day. Or I guess it wouldn't be every day. That's interesting. We haven't produced that many episodes yet. Keep up the great work, and we look forward to your weekly podcasts. Thank you, Jeff. We certainly do appreciate that. Cindy from Florida says, how can I produce a unique machine ID code for a computer that is running a director project? Apparently, I don't know what she wants to do with that, but we've used that technique in the past, for instance, copy protection on the software. We can basically nail down a machine ID where that ID is registered into, let's say, an online database, and every time they launch the software, that online database is checked to see if that machine is registered with our system. So that's a pretty solid way of checking to see if there's pirated software out there. I'll leave your own imagination to figure out a scheme of how to do that. We've had quite a bit of experience locking up director projects. We do a lot of that actually for director companies out there that might not know this technique, that have a director project that they really want to put some copy protection on. Anyways, back to Cindy's question. Cindy, what we use is the Buddy API Extra. And the function we use is the BA disk info. And the argument we use is the number. Basically, it returns the serial number of that hard disk. So that's a unique number that you can apply to your director project. So hopefully that gives you some inspiration there. Like I said, I'm not quite sure what you want to use that for, but more than likely it is for copy protection. So hopefully that will help you out there. Next comment comes from Kathy from England. And across the pond, she says, we have a problem using Buddy API on our Mac project. It runs fine on Windows, but when we compile it to run on a Mac projector, we get an error message. Any ideas? Well, Kathy, there's a not knowing the details of your project and not seeing it, we do have a couple ideas for you. First of all, check to make sure that you have the Mac version of the Buddy API Extra as well as the PC version. There are two versions of this extra out there. So make sure both of those are in your project and in your extras folder. Also make sure that the function you're calling is compatible with the Mac operating system. Now, not all functions on Buddy API are cross-platform. So just in his documentation, you know, he gives great examples and great documentation basically is if that function is Mac or PC compatible. So hopefully, Kathy, that will answer your questions. And if that didn't do it, you know, send us some more information and we'll relate it to our listeners and hopefully help you out. And the last comment we want to read is CJ from Australia. We've had a lot of listeners from Australia contact us. There must be a huge director community over there in Australia. CJ says, this is such a cool way to find out about Director. Thank you for a resource that is so cutting edge and a way for developers, programmers, and the entire Director community to come together. Don't stop making these weekly shows. Well, CJ, we don't plan on stop making them, so stay tuned in with the Director Podcast, and hopefully every single Wednesday we're going to bring you a new episode with new and updated information. That pretty much does it for episode number 5 of the Director Podcast. We're approaching 29 minutes here as I speak right now. Let me give you some contact information. You have several ways to contact us, and I keep stressing that this is an interactive show. We like to answer your questions, help you out with your problems. We also like to hear your feedback that you're enjoying the show. Or if there's something that you don't like, also email us that, and we'll definitely take that into consideration. You can contact us in several ways. You can directly just shoot us an email at director@magicgate.com. You can also call our director hotline at 954-840-3677 or Skype your voice comment to our Skype ID, which is Magic Gate Software. And you can also go to our website, which is www.magicgate.com/podcast. And you can submit a form down at the bottom of the page and submit your comments that way as well. Remember, on our website, if you're not listening to the enhanced version, we always have our show notes from every single week. And every episode is archived on our website. So if you missed previous episodes, you can go back and listen to the shows. And remember, for all you dial-up people, all is not lost. We have a lower quality, lower file size download for you to listen to. That, and in advance, I'm warning you, it's not the best quality, but at least it will allow you to listen to the show. And don't forget our other podcast, the Kiosk Podcast. And you can find out more information about the self-service and kiosk show that we went to last week in Orlando. And actually, we produced a bonus episode for the Kiosk Podcast because we collected so much information and talked to so many people there at the show that we had to produce a bonus episode just to get all the information out. Also, you can find out more information about the PMA show, the Photography Marketing Association show that we're headed to this next Monday and Tuesday. And actually, because of that show, we might be a day or two late for our next episode. I know I promised Podcast Wednesdays or Director Wednesdays, but you know, we're going to be up in Orlando Monday and Tuesday, and I'm not quite sure. We're going to be getting back late Tuesday night, and I don't know if I can get an episode up in time for Podcast Wednesdays. So we'll try our best. If not, the latest it will be is on Thursday. And we also want to thank all of you listeners out there for tuning into the Director Podcast. Like I said, we're over 1,000 listeners at this point, so that's just phenomenal. And we couldn't do that without all of you guys out there spreading the word, and especially in the director community, all the people that do have websites and user groups that are spreading the word about the Director Podcast. Thank you once again. What to expect next? Well, once again, I announced at the top of the show our contest. So send in your contest entries. You can send those via mail. We're only accepting projects that are on a CD-ROM. Don't send us a link to your to something on the website. You know, put it on a CD, burn it on a CD, and send it to us. And you can send it to us at Magic 8 Software, Attention Contests. And the address is 757 Southeast 17th Street, Suite number 103. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316. And I will post a contest page as well on our website so you can find more information about the contest, about the rules, what we're going to be judging on, and the prize that you can win, which, once again, from Media Macro's Chuck Neal over there is offering up for this month's contest winner. He's offering up your choice, either the Word Wrangler Extra or the Firefly Light Extra. So the great prizes this month. And we have prizes lined up for the next, I would say, 10 months right now. All the extra developers out there jumped on the bandwagon and really want to take part in this. So that just shows you how tuned in that all of you are to this podcast that we're doing and just getting the word out there about Director. And let's see what else here. I guess that is it. Remember, the contest ends at the end of March. The last day that we're going to be accepting entries is March 31st. So we're announcing this in February. It gives you a little bit of a head start. We figured our first contest to spread the word. We'll need a little more time to get the word out there. So you've got over a month to get your project to us, but the sooner the better, because we'll be announcing all the entries as they come into us right here on the Director Podcast. And tune in next week. I have a surprise interview. I'm hoping to get in. And I keep saying this every single episode. We've been just so tied up with the two podcasts and running off to conventions that we apologize. We have not been able to get as many interviews as we wanted to. And I know that's something that you guys really want to hear. So hopefully I've got something in my back pocket here. I'm not going to show all my cards right now, but I've got an excellent interview that I'm trying to line up for next week's podcast. Taking us out of the show this week, we have compliments of the PodSafe Music Network, which can be located at music.podshow.com, a band called Cruisebox. Now, those of you new to the podcasting community, you probably haven't heard this song before, but those of you who are familiar with podcasts, more than likely, if you've frequented any other shows, you've heard this song. It's called On a Podcast. And don't worry, folks, this is the squeaky clean version, because we don't want this show to be an explicit show. we're gonna eliminate users if we do that. So this is a safe safe song for all ears out there. So once again, tune in next week to hear more about the software that we all love to use.
Do you remember way back last summer when mainstream radio was such a freaking bummer? No indie music, nothing too funny. Clear channel radio, you did it for the money. But somebody
listening to the Director Podcast.